even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
First Lady Dare Sarah, Other Critics, Bring It On, Update, The First Lady Marie-Louise Liza Araneta Marcos brushed off the bashing from the Duterts and other detractors, and said she would never stoop to their level. Interviewed on the television show hosted by broadcaster Anthony Taberna, which aired on Friday, Mrs. Marcos said her critics' stupid remarks do not really affect her. Me? Bring it on, honey. You're the size of your enemy. You're not my enemy, like I said. I will never stoop to that level, she said. However, every time they say that, they become uglier and uglier. So look at that, their face. Us, we're still cute, right? Mrs. Marcos said. The First Lady said she draws the line when her children, Senior Deputy Majority Leader Ferdinand Alexander Marcos, Joseph Simon Marcos, and William Vincent Marcos, are targeted by critics. I get picked on, pissed off, when they hurt my sons, she said. Like, for example, when, former, President, Rodrigo, Duterte said, oh, Sandro Marcos wants to be Prime Minister. She said she will not press charges against her critics. Filing charges is my life. But if that's all I'm going to do, then I wish not. It would be a waste of my time, Mrs. Marcos said. She said she believed the attacks would cease once her husband ends his term. Maybe in 1,500 days they won't have anything else to say, she said. Mrs. Marcos singled out Vice President and Education Secretary Sara Duterte among her critics. Cracks in the relations between the Marcoses and Duterts began to show early this year after the former president claimed in a fiery speech during a rally in Davao City that Marcos uses illegal drugs. At the same rally, the ex-president's son, Davao City Mayor Sebastian Duterte, called on Marcos to resign. In February, the vice president said all is well between her and President Marcos, but declined to comment on her relationship with the First Lady. Mrs. Marcos appeared to have given Duterte the cold shoulder during departure honors for the president for his state visit to Vietnam in late January. The First Lady said she had always been kind to the vice president but was hurt when she laughed off criticisms hurled at the president by her father. She's already a bad shot to me. I mean, for me, I was hurt because my husband will do everything to protect you, she said. You ran together, right? Together we will rise again, then you will go to the rally, calling your president Bangag, high on drugs, right? You're going to laugh, is that right? Even Lenny, Robredo, never did that, she said, referring to the former vice president who ran for president against Marcos in 2022. Another critic Mrs. Marcos mentioned was former Biliran Representative Glenn Chong, who had threatened to slap her during a prayer rally in Manila organized by supporters of the Kingdom of Jesus Christ leader Apollo Quiboloy. Chong was part of our election team. So why do you wait 1 year to say we cheated? Every meeting you were there, she said. Mrs. Marcos also wondered how another critic, Sass Sasset, had a change of heart after she represented her in a cyber libel case for free. Something happened. We went to court, she made a deal with the other side and took RJ, Nieto, away. I said, hold on, that's a bit shameless. Pro bono, 3 years, then you'll fire our law firm. Right? She said. Mrs. Marcos also counted as among her bashers the vlogger Maharlika, who had struck a friendship with her that started when they met in Ilocos Norte in 1997. She, Maharlika, came to our house. Video. I think Bong was then a governor. And then during elections, she was there. Then she suddenly flipped, Mrs. Marcos said. I said, ha? Okay. Wow. I hope the money you got is worth the friendship you lost, she said. The First Lady also denied that her husband was under the Saya, henpecked, and that she was the one dictating the president's decisions. She said she gave up her law firm, Marcos & Associates, to support her husband's presidency. With Eugene E. Adeyong.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.